By the power of God's word, today I see you live and operate in the realm of dominion. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Quickly, I'm looking at filling station for power, for dominion. Now, how you are able to be filled with dominion. Filling station for dominion. We have where you are filled, cars are filled with fuel, it's a fueling station and all that, but there's a place you can be filled with power, with authority, for dominion, and you must not lack in there. And I'll just tell you about just one of them. On Thursday, I'll talk about one. I'll talk about, if I'm able to do two on Thursday, it's still okay. But you must be filled with power. And how? The recommended way someone can be filled with power, dominion power. God has positioned you to have dominion over all circumstances, over every enemy, over every devil, over every attack. You are to dominate over them, over everything they throw at you. You are to do what? Dominate over them. And by the power in the name of Jesus, dominion is your portion. A realm where you are untouchable. A realm where if they throw it at you, God return it back to sender. You must be available in that station, in that place. If you need fuel, you go to the filling station. Very important. There are three or four recommended ones by Bible. The word of God recommends how we can be filled with power at all times. And you are able to subscribe to it, you won't lack power. You won't lack dominion. You won't lack what? Dominion. You won't lack power. When they say no one can make it, you laugh, because there's a power that can make it. There's an ability you can get. That's where you can get power to make it happen. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So we are going to look at that. And one of them, I'm going to tell you, one of them is the place of prayer. Can I say prayer? The place of prayer is a place, is the fueling station. It's a place where you can be filled with dominion. If you are lacking in the place of prayer, you will lack power. You will lack dominion. Whatever that is preventing you from praying is something that is separating you from power. It's something that's making you powerless. Yeah. It's something that's making you what? Powerless. You can only draw in power. You can only make power available through prayers. You can make power available through what? Prayers. 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 Makes power available. There are four of them. Guess what? This is the number one. If you want to be filled with power, prayer. Can I say prayer? Can I say prayer? Prayer is very important. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 5, James chapter 5, verse 16, it talks about the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous makes power available. In Amplified, it says, for one to another, pray also for one another that ye may be healed and restored. Heal and what? Restored. Now guess what? To a spiritual tune of mind and heart, the earnest, heartfelt, continuous prayer of the righteous man does what? It makes tremendous power available. It makes what? Tremendous power available. Then he says, dynamic in its working. Dynamic in its working. You want to make tremendous power of God available around you, around your life, then don't be absent in the place of what? Prayer. Prayer will make power available. Power to get back. It says,
and he may be healed and restored. That means healing and restoration is available in the place of what? Prayer. You dominate over the works of the devil. You dominate over the powers of the enemy. You see yourself in health. You continue to become healthy at all times because there's a power that is at work in you. There's a power that is what? At work in you. May such power begin to work in you in the name of Jesus Christ. So effectual fervent prayer, it makes power available. Fervent prayer, heartfelt. Can you say heartfelt? Heartfelt prayer. You pray with all your heart. It is heartfelt. You feel it from the inside. It is effectual. It is fervent. Praise the Lord. I see you encounter power. Amen. I see you encounter the power of God. Amen. I see you encounter the power of God in every areas of your life. You encounter power. If things were not working around you and you begin to enter into prayer, what happened? It makes things work. A little girl told the mother, and the mother told me and mama. He said, in Calabar, they had this place, they have shop. He said, suddenly you see people selling. They are just selling. People who come to the front of their shop, they are just selling. He said, and no one person remember where they are. Their shop. And she was just sleeping throughout that day. The next day, the same thing. People are selling. In fact, their own is even better than what they are doing. It's on a fly. Before I realize, is asleep. He says, suddenly something told her. No. You have to pray. You have to pray. So she wondered that she began to pray. No. People must buy things from us. No. Nothing else. As she began to pray, he says, suddenly, people start turning towards their direction. People start turning towards their direction. And begin to pray. And then suddenly she now realized that, oh, I would have just been here like that today again, and nothing will happen if I didn't remember to pray. Now, turn some of your time of complaint into a time of what? Prayer. You complain about this, complain about it. Hey, stop that complaint and turn it into what? And you see power that is available shall be released unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. There are three types of prayer I want to let you know now. We have praying in tongues. Can I say praying in tongues? Can I say praying in tongues? That's Jude chapter 1. Building up yourself, refilling yourself, empowering yourself, building up yourself in building up yourself in the most holy faith. Do what? Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 He said, pray in the Holy Ghost. Jude 1:20. Jude 1:20. He said, pray. Building up yourself. Empowering yourself. Edifying yourself. You are filled up with the Spirit of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, in Corinthians, say you are edifying yourself. He said, you are what? You are edifying, self-edification. You are edifying. You are built up yourself. You are releasing power around you. You are releasing power around your life, around your destiny. Today, I declare into your life the power to frustrate the plot of the devil. Take it from you now in the name of Jesus Christ. The power to frustrate the works of the devil is taken away from you. That power to frustrate the devil is released right now. To take away that force from you. That force that frustrates people's life, it shall no more frustrate your life. Talk to me. I say it shall no more frustrate your life. It shall no more frustrate your life. It shall no more frustrate your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, it shall no more frustrate your life. Can you say, it shall no more frustrate my life? Can you say, it shall no more frustrate my life? Because when you speak, I mean heartfelt one. I didn't mean just normal talk and joking. No. I don't mean sinful speaking in tongues. I mean productive one.
power was available. You know, when the disciples were gathering, the one thing God released unto them, released upon them, is what? They received the Holy Ghost, and they began to do what? Speak in tongues.